Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And when we left off yesterday, we've been talking about the context of these verses in Revelation 1 that speak of what Jesus looks like. This is the risen and ascended Christ who is now alive, very much alive in heaven. And when the glorified Christ reveals himself to the Apostle John via the angel in the Revelation, what John sees is stunning. He sees the glory of God in the person of Christ. Let me read to you Revelation 1, verses 10 through 15. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, "Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum and to Thyatira, and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. As we have said, the Apostle John is the one who is in the Spirit on the Lord's day, that is Sunday, and he hears the loud voice like the sound of a trumpet behind him, and that powerful voice instructs John to write what he sees and to send it along to seven churches by the ancient postal route of that day. And then in verse 12, John actually turns around to see the voice who speaks, and that voice is one like a son of man. And as we said, this is Jesus Christ. John is once again looking at his Lord, this time in heaven, where Jesus stands in the middle of the lampstands. And those lampstands represent Christ's church, all of his churches down through the centuries and ages since Jesus established the church. And we've learned what it means that Jesus wore a robe reaching to the feet and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace. In a little bit, we're going to come to Christ's voice being like the sound of many waters. But first, I've read this to remind you of what I said last time. The context here is the judgment of Jesus on sin in his church. We talked about that when we talked about Christ's eyes and his feet, and we'll see it again when we discuss his voice. Yes, indeed, when Jesus looks with piercing eye, flaming eye in his church, he sees our sin and he commits himself to cleanse the church, to rid the church, to abolish within the church sin. And a good question to ask is, how will Christ deal with sin in the church? How? I believe the answer is discipline. The Lord of the church disciplines the church. And remember, the church is the body of believers in Christ. Christians within the sound of my voice, we are the church. Therefore, Jesus will discipline individual persons within the church. Let me prove this to you from within the Bible itself and then make a point of application before we get to the sound of Jesus' voice. Hear now the word of God in Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 10. "And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons, my son. Do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, so that we may share in his holiness. Well, get a hold of a Bible today and read that. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. Be struck along with me with how God disciplines his children. This is a message for Christians and churches. Jesus loves us, therefore he disciplines us. Verse 5 talks about the discipline of the Lord. And then there is the analogy of the earthly human parent who disciplined us as seemed best to them when we were children, Lord willing. All children require discipline, and kids actually desire it and thrive when they receive it. Are you a father or mother who does not exercise your authority over your children? You better reconsider. Do not spoil your sons and daughters. Be strict with them and firm. If you are not, you're going to create significant trouble for them as their lives proceed. God teaches parents in his word to discipline your children. So too, God, as our loving Heavenly Father, disciplines his children. That's us, brothers and sisters. And my, how believers that make up the church require discipline for our good, so that as Hebrews 12 verse 10 says, we may share in God's holiness. Christ disciplines his church to make us holy as he is holy. That's the purpose of the discipline. And this is how he deals with sin in the church. And my, how many churches need this today? Actually, this is nothing new. Note as you read the New Testament epistles, the letters, that almost every single one of them deal with some sin in the church. The Corinthian correspondence, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, and on and on. Nevertheless, at present, Christ needs to come down hard on his people. Perhaps I'm speaking to you today and you've been deeply hurt by sin in your church. Well, if you feel that way, when I have felt this way, here's what I want you to know. According to Revelation 1, with assistance from Hebrews 12, Jesus Christ knows about this sin done against us. And he knows about how we have sinned against others in the church also. And he will deal with it. He will judge it. He will cleanse it. And we, you and me, need to trust him to do so. Our response is never to forsake our own assembling together with other believers. Hebrews 10 verse 25. Let's take hope and courage that Jesus is aware of the sin done against us in the church, and let's trust him to discipline those who sinned against us, and also to lovingly discipline us. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your own sin, to steal away from you the sting of sin committed against you, and to strengthen you to engage with other Christians in Christ's church. Should you be a spiritual leader within a church where there is sin that has not been dealt with, then Revelation 1 and Hebrews 12 is a severe warning to you. Deal with this sin biblically, or Jesus is going to come in discipline. For example, perhaps you wonder why your church keeps getting smaller and smaller in number, and the offering goes lower and lower, and you've been in meetings where consideration is now being given to closing the church? I tell you, That's most often the Lord disciplining you. Repent and address sin, even long-standing, systematic sin therein. Today, the voice of the Lord of the church booms. Do you hear him? John writes, his voice was like the sound of many waters. This is no still small voice. No, this is the roaring voice of Christ's authority blasting out across the church. In Revelation 14, verse 2, John describes Christ's voice again, and I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of thunder. It's also described in Revelation 19, verse 6. That's Revelation 14, 2 and 19, 6. Read those passages. Christ's voice thunders, rocks, and rolls across the church. It crashes into the church like a storm unleashed from heaven. Christ is passionate about his church. And when you come back on Monday, I'll pick up here and say more about the Lord of the church and his voice being like the sound of many waters. But for today, I hope that what I have shared with you convicts you, encourages you, sobers you, and gives you hope. Christ loves the church, and therefore he disciplines it. He disciplines us. A lot has been said this week. Is this valuable to you? Are you learning, growing? How has this radio broadcast or internet podcast blessed you? If it has, do me a favor and drop me a note this weekend and tell me how. My addresses are forthcoming, so stay tuned. I would love to hear from you, so write before you forget. Enjoy this mid-August summer's weekend, and Lord willing, I'll speak with you again on Monday right here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.